Joining us on the line now, Federal Opposition Leader Bill Shorten. Mr. Shorten, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now, why is this a private member's bill that you're putting in? What is the difference between that and, well, any other sort of bill?
Because we're not the government. It's the only mechanism whereby the opposition can put up a bill of this nature. If the government were to do it, it would just be a government bill.
Okay, now, I know you're introducing it to the Parliament on Monday, but
yep.
When will it actually get voted on?
Well, we can't get it voted on unless the... It certainly won't be voted on Monday, but I certainly do believe the time has well and truly come for marriage equality. So we'll put it up. I'm moving it. My deputy, Tanya Plibersek, seconding it. Then we'll have speakers, and then hopefully the government will consider giving its own members of parliament a free vote. But in the meantime, that Tony Abbott today said that the parliament should own it, not one political party. Now, I agree. I think the issue here, though, is that for a year we've been asking the government to co-sponsor this bill and they won't. Now we've rolled the dice and we're putting the bill up, we're putting the proposal up for Parliament next Monday. Now I think there is renewed interest in the government. What needs to happen, I think, on a matter like this is Australia just needs to join the 21st century. I mean, Ireland, a country which has a big sort of consciousness in Australia because so many of us have got Irish ancestors, is a country which is well known for being very religious. If they can vote to have marriage equality, I don't see why we should have a system in Australia which forces same-sex couples to go overseas to get married.
Now, you were brought up a Catholic and you went to a Catholic school here in Melbourne. When did you decide that you supported marriage equality?
Oh, in my adult life, I have to say, I became much more conscious of it as I've grown older. In terms of friends of mine who are in committed relationships, said, "Well, we can't get married."
Mm.
So it came to a head. I know when the Parliament was asked to vote on this 3 years ago, and I was one of the people who voted in favour of it then. And since then, I've addressed the Australian Christian lobby since becoming leader of the Labor Party, and I've said, "This is not going to force priests and religions to have to solemnise marriages in their own churches. They don't have to do that. But what I do believe is that if you've got two people who are fair dinkum, very committed, marriage shouldn't be excluded from them."
Do a majority of the MPs in your party now support it?
Yes.
Yeah? Do all of them support it?
No. And I respect the fact that we have a free vote in the Labor Party. I respect that for some people their religious convictions are such or their views are such that they don't want to vote for it. And I'm not going to force people to. I think this is a personal matter. Ideally religion and politics wouldn't mix too much.
So will this be a conscience vote if indeed it does go to a vote?
It is for the Labor Party. The challenge is the Liberal Party's just against it. And I think there's a lot of individual Liberal MPs who are in favour of it, but their party has a rule that they're just against it.
Have you spoken to the Prime Minister as to whether he will allow a conscience vote?
Well, that's the whole debate. I asked him today in Parliament. I don't think I got a completely clear answer. He said the matter shouldn't be political, party political, and I think fine, but what he didn't go on and say, therefore it should be a free vote. He said that they will discuss the matter when the issue's coming up, and then I think some of the Liberals have chipped me for raising the matter, but under the government's formula, unless we raise it, they won't discuss it. So the argument that we shouldn't raise it just guarantees that it won't get discussed.
Yeah, well, I mean, that does seem like a rather technical argument. But can I go back to, I mean, you obviously said it's a very important issue. I know that Tanya Plibersek does. I've spoken to her about it before. But, I mean, if it is so important, why don't you make it your party's policy, like not to have a conscience vote, just saying the Labor Party must vote in favour of marriage equality?
Well, it is our party's policy, but the party also provides the flexibility for people of particular religious convictions that if they... We're not going to force people to vote against their personal faith. That's not the sort of person I am.
All right. Now, do you think a majority of Australians are in support of marriage equality? Because I've got to say I have my doubts. I mean, I'm not against it myself. I'm rather ambivalent on the issue. But I'm not sure that a majority do at the moment.
Well, some people say they do and some people say they don't, say that a majority of Australians support it. One of the questions that gets raised with me is, shouldn't we have a referendum like they did in Ireland?
Mm.
Both the Prime Minister and I agree that the Irish constitution and laws are different to ours. It's not a matter which goes into the constitution either way. It's a matter decided by the Parliament. I think a majority of Australians do support marriage equality. I think that's, though, what makes it important about having a free vote, is that people can talk to their electorates and people exercise their own opinion. It's not the Liberal view or the Labor view or some other party's view.
Now, Mark Latham was just on this program about half an hour ago. He said that gay marriage or marriage equality is a second-order issue. He said that what you should be doing, this is in your capacity as the leader of the Labor Party today, is to look at things like the SBS documentary Struggle Street and spend more time worrying about jobs and getting people out of unemployment and not focusing on this issue. How do you react to that?
Well, that's his opinion. The reality is, in the course of today, I've done a lot of different things. This is the issue that the media are most interested in today.
Well, some media.
But I can assure Mark Latham, or indeed, more importantly, the listeners, that today we asked questions of the Prime Minister about his cuts to family payments, what's his plan for educating our kids so that they will be able to get the jobs of the future. We talked about the cuts to child dental care, where there's $120 million plus being taken away. I get there's a whole range of issues. We've also made it clear that we'll be supporting the small business package, which the government's talking about, because we are most motivated to see small business have confidence. I've also been speaking about national security today. The debate about marriage equality shouldn't be dumbed down to saying you can't talk about this issue because it means you're not talking about something else. Australians are smarter than that. Australians can do a whole range of things at the same time, and I'm most interested in where are the jobs coming from, how do we keep people in jobs, is our infrastructure working, are people stuck in the traffic, are we making sure that our health system is universal and accessible, are our kids learning the computer language of the future so that they can compete with the kids from the rest of the world. But I also happen to think that we can talk about marriage equality.
Okay, final question on this, because I want to ask you about
sure.
a couple of other things. But if it proceeds to a vote, and I suspect it probably will, do you think a majority of MPs of whatever party in the Parliament will support it?
I don't know, but I hope so. And I think our politics should be about what do we think is in the best interest to the future of this country. And what would be, I think, very important is that all of the political parties, say there's not a Liberal view or a Labor view, there's a free vote on this, and then I think it'll get pretty close, if not succeed.
All right, on a separate issue, the family of Khalid Sharif, the Australian who we believe is fighting with the Islamic State in Syria and or Iraq, have allegedly claimed to want to come back to Australia. Mm-hmm. Should we let them back?
Well, I've seen those media reports. I think for the children, I do not understand what sort of parents would have taken them there. And when you see some of those dreadful photos that you know you and I have seen online, where this shocking father, this Sharif fellow, has got his children right in the middle of battles and battle atrocities, that's child abuse. So for these children, it'd be good to get them to safety, but the scars that they must experience, no parent who loves their kids would do that to them.
Well, I agree, but I mean, they've done it.
It's shocking, but does that mean, therefore, we just strand the kids there?
Well, will we let the parents back in?
First of all, let's talk about the dad.
Mm.
He's broken the law.
He has.
He's shocking, and if he came back, he should face the full force.
Okay, but should he be let back in? Because Peter Dutton, with whom I spoke to yesterday, just wants to strip such people of their Australian citizenship so that they're stuck overseas forever.
Well, we're open to this issue of the dual citizens. We need to see what the government's specifically proposing. But I don't think there's any difference between Liberal and Labor about wanting to punish these terrorist ratbags.
Well, if
the government's got a view, well, we're happy to work with them and see what it is.
I can tell you what the government view is. I mean, I can tell you what Peter Dutton's view, and he's the Minister for Immigration, is that he wants to cancel passports and leave them overseas, whereas, from what I understand, the Labor Party wants to allow them to come back and then try them here.
No, in the past we've supported cancellation of passports, so that's not right. We will work on, if Sharif is a dual citizen, and they've been serving the military of another nation, or indeed a terrorist group in another nation, it may be sensible to have their citizenship revoked. Both Liberal and Labor governments have cancelled passports. if there's detail about the law that has to be changed, because behind all the statements that people make, politicians make on radio, you've got to have the detail.
Oh, I know, that's been worked on.
But no, we've got no time for these shockers.
Well, what about his wife, Tara Nettleton?
Yeah, I mean, that's a hard question.
It is.
I don't know the full... I just don't know. That's why we need to be briefed by the security agencies. If she's been, you know, willingly working in a terrorist organisation, that's shocking and outrageous. I don't know the full circumstances. But if you're asking what is Labor's approach, if people have been aiding and abetting, supporting these evil terrorists and participating in what they're doing overseas, then they're very bad people. And all the issues which you're raising become live. But for the kids... I don't know about stranding the kids overseas. I can't pretend that I'd be putting my hand up for that. You know, I think, as you said yourself just before, that's child abuse. I just feel for those kids. They're going to be scarred and, you know, goodness knows what happens to them, but we've got to put our, you know, thinking caps on.
It is a tough call. Bill Shorten, thank you for your time.